Views from the Cave, January 15th, 2006. I'm just going to ramble tonight. So, not much new happened to me this week. You know, I did some work. I had a great start to the January. I had several nice big termite jobs that I could made a little over $1,000. Got some new comic books, actually. TFAW.com had a $1 sale. And being a burgeoning comic geek, I went ahead and picked up some. I got the Damnation series, which I had no idea what it was about. I just saw the cover art on TFAW and decided to pick it up. It was written by Andrew Crosby and Anna drew or pictured by Jay Alexander. No idea who they are, no idea what they've done in the past, but the books, there were three of them, pretty damn good. It reminded me a lot of Silent Hill and kind of a Resident Evil feel to it. The animation style isn't, you know, typical comic book with the, you know, heavy black lines and the colors, bright colors. This is the art style kind of looks like watercolor, and it's really diffused and kind of blends in with everything, and it's incredibly dark, both in the story and in the art. The art is really dark. It's kind of like looking at a... There's no light. Yeah, that's the kind of dark. There's no light. The first issue just kind of sets up the story. A government agency has quarantined a ship that has come in from Russia. And they're all wearing hazmat suits. They don't know where the ship has come from. All the crew is dead. They look like they've been, you know, ravaged by a really bad disease. Everybody is all emaciated and white, and they attack the people that are cleaning out the ship. And that's basically how issue one ends. That's not really a spoiler, because it's just, yeah, it's, shut up. And then in issue two and three, it picks up several years later, I believe, and they talk about the president of the U.S. is sending a Marine squad back in, and everybody's either living in Canada or in Mexico or over in Europe, and they're sending in a, I don't know, maybe a SEAL team or a Marine, you know, a Special Forces team to rescue a doctor that has a cure for these people. You know, they don't show the time in between when the outbreak started and now. They just, you learn about it as the story goes on, and you learn that the infected, as they call them, you know, so it's basic zombie rules. You know, you get bitten by one of the infected, you turn into one of the infected, but they can only come out at night. UV lights have an adverse affection on the infected people. They have to go and rescue this doctor and other scientists and bring them back across the Canadian border to develop this cure for the infected. And once it's a pretty action-filled comic. I recommend picking it up. You know, it's the regular price of the issue is $2.99, but if TFAW is still having their $1 sale, you can pick up all three comics, you know, for $3. Plus their shipping, you know, they're $3. So $6 for three comics. You know, that's pretty good. I give it, you know, 5 stars. It's good. It's a good book. I also picked up what I thought was the trade paperback version of The Astonishing X-Men by Joss Whedon. Although, when it gets to me in the mail, it's not as thick as a trade paperback. It's a Cliff Notes comic. Yes. There's no story. It's, you know, just issue 1 through 12 Cliff Notes style version with random frame pictures with an explanation of what has happened throughout the whole thing. I read it, but I was, you know, disappointed in what I bought. I thought I was buying the actual book and not a Cliff Notes. So I'm going to have to go to Amazon and pick up the two trade paperback volumes so I can actually read the story. I've been waiting a while until the trades were out, and I realized they've been out for a while. So I got to go pick those up. I also got issue 2 of The Goon, which is a story. I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, and all the comic book geeks that listen to the show are probably going to shoot me. But it is a good story. I bought issue 1 a couple months ago when it was on sale from TFAW, and I picked up number 2. Goon is he's a nameless, zombie fighter. Zombie, and he fights ghouls and demons in the streets. And this was just another one of those stories. Every story is kind of like a cartoon or an episode. And they don't really connect to each other, except for, you know, maybe a goon backstory. I haven't read enough to see if there's a full connecting backstory. But that was also a good book. I recommend picking it up if you can find it. And I'm going to play a song now. I've been playing songs in the background, but I want to play a full song. It's one of the mashups off of the Green Day American Edit disc. This was one of those controversial things, kind of like the Grey Tuesday. This was a group of people put together a full-length CD album. They released on the internet for free. But each song is a mashup, like, you know, track 1 all the way through. I think there's 14 tracks. And each track on the American Idiot CD corresponds to a track on the American Edit CD. And so I'm going to play Doctor Who on Holiday, which is a mashup of the Doctor Who theme song, some sound bites from Doctor Who, and the song Holiday by Green Day. Here you go.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
All inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy of the Daleks at this point.
Well, either you're with us, or you're with the enemy.
We obey no one. We are the superior beings.
The time of the day.
So yeah, if you do a Google search for Dean Gray American Edit, I'm sure you'll find come across the homepage that they were promoting this from. You can find banners and links and CD art and all that. And it's all over the torrent networks. You know, you search your favorite torrent network and you can find it. That's how it was distributed in the first place. I don't believe an FTP site has it up, that you can get it from a torrent network if you, you know where to look, which I'm pretty sure most of you do. So I don't have any essays or anything, you know, to write, to read to y'all. I've been trying to write episode 10, our season finale of the Heimdall Chronicles, which I've gotten another page of dialogue out of. I'm not ready to share it with anyone. I'm not sure how far along the trailer has gotten. I hadn't talked to Jason over the Christmas break much, but he should be getting on that soon, and hopefully we should have something coming up. Oh, I've also, you'll notice at the end of this there will be a little, you know, different change. I've started my own production company, you know, Drunk Geek Productions, and I wanted my own web space and I couldn't think of a domain name to use, and I remember someone mentioning, well, why don't you call yourself Drunk Geek? And so I am, and I've got my own little webpage up, drunkgeekproductions.com. I'm having a hard time messing around with PHP and MySQL. I'm not too familiar with the languages yet, so I'm having trouble moving the WordPress blog for the Heimdall Chronicles from its current page over to my page, which, if you would like to visit that page, it's heimdallteam.com, heimdallteam.com. I'll link it in the show notes so you don't have to worry. Or you can just go to Drunk Geek Productions and click on the little button that's on the left side of the page. Other than that, not much else. Nice short little podcast this week. It's been a little over a week since I put one up, so I'm putting one up. I try not to talk, just rambling on. But, you know, nothing's pissed me off. You know, maybe because I haven't, you know, left the house and gone anywhere to have people piss me off. I just go from my house to work to back. And I don't play much Halo 2 anymore, so I don't get to yell at noobs. Maybe I should play some Halo 2 just to get some of this pent-up anger off of my back. Maybe I'll see who's online later. No, but other than that, feel free to comment, email, yell, voicemail. I think there's a voice comment line on the Podomatic webpage. You can click on there, see if there's something to do there. Maybe I'll play you a voice on my little podcast. That's always fun. Anyway, go ahead and visit drunkgeekproductions.com, see what I have up there. I think I'm having a comment problem. You can't post comments. I'm looking for a webmaster to help me run the web page. And so if you have any experience with PHP and MySQL and WordPress and all that, it's on a Linux server, you know, go ahead and drop me an email. You can find that on the webpage, gorbash@gmail.com. And I will see you next week if I have anything important to say. Goodbye. Views from the Cave is copyright 2006 Drunk Geek Productions under a Creative Commons 2.1 share alike attribution license.